brother have any advice for you? I mean, they've obviously kind of showed how you can slow them down.
Well, I think that Michigan State played just team defense against them. They played really good. They kept everybody inside and didn't let anyone get outside. They played really good. And, I talked to him a couple times, but he's just been saying everything that's been going on TV. They're very athletic. They got a good team, and got to be ready for them.
One thing I think that gets overlooked with Michigan, since they've been struggling, if you look at their roster, most of those guys, 4- and 5-star recruits on offense, defense, you probably know some of those guys. I mean, you think that's one thing that gets overlooked, the fact that they have struggled? They got a lot of good talent.
Yeah, I mean, I think people just see that they haven't been winning that many games the last couple years, but they are a really good team. And Rich Rodgers has been doing a good job with their team, and they got some athletes. You can't sleep on them. They got some really good athletes.
Not just anybody gets a scholarship offer.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. See, they got some really good athletes.
Okay, thanks.
Yep. You were just talking about how you watch your brother. What's that feeling like when you see your brother playing a team that you know you're about to be playing?
I think just that game. I was just watching Michigan. I wasn't really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was seeing how my brother did, but I was just watching Michigan because we gotta play them the next week. See how the receivers are. See how their offense is. So to answer your question, I don't know. I basically just watched the other team.
Was it difficult at all, like when you were watching a game and, you know, all of a sudden you hear your brother's name and he gets a stop? Or,
I mean, I guess it's exciting. I mean, my mom was texting me the whole game saying this and that, this and that. Go Spartans, this and that. So, I mean, she was excited. But for me, it's just, you know, I'm watching Michigan trying to see how they're doing.
How often would you say you talk to them then, like throughout the week, as far as, you know, maybe talking about upcoming opponents that you guys play? I know obviously you'll talk to them regularly. Mm-hmm. You know, just being brothers.
But. Yeah, I talk to him about weekly, without the football, and you know, just see how he's doing. He sees how I'm doing, but I mean, throughout every week, I'll say good luck, you know, mm-hmm. and I ask him who he got, and he'll say, you know, this and that, and we'll both say good luck. But other than that, I mean, it's nothing really, like, it's not our talks of who they played and what can we do to do that same thing that you guys did. So something like that, we just say good luck and things like that.
What's the key for you guys in order to be able to, you know, contain Denard like your brother's team was able to last weekend?
I mean, we just got to get off blocks, and we got to get off blocks. We got to play team defense. Everyone has to play their role. Everyone has to be outside when you're supposed to be outside, and everyone has to be, you know, get off the blocks and play team defense. And the coaches have been stressing that the bye week. They know that Denard's a real dangerous player, and the whole team is dangerous. I mean, they got some playmakers, the running back, a receiver. I mean, everywhere. So we just got to come together and play as one.